Yes, we've been telling you about SEN Survivor. You can still sign up to play. All you have to do is pick one NRL winner each week for the chance to win $2,500. Head to sensurvivor.com.au. That's all thanks to Bryden's Lawyers.
And right now, a traffic report, thanks to one of our listeners. I have no idea. It just says, Vossie, aggressive on the roads today. Everyone's tooting their horns. Is that that's the traffic report. Do we have a sponsor? Mm. 11 minutes to 8.
Hi, team, says Martin. Adidas was started by Adi Dassler. And wasn't his brother Puma? Was it Puma and Adidas?
Where are you going with this? Making stuff up today.
I'm just starting conversation. Mm. So your leadership types are so high and mighty. Has to be pronounced Adi Dass. Sorry, Brandy.
There we go.
Thank you, Martin.
Got that right. Now, Michelle Bishop not with us today. So in Michelle's absence, just a bit of a sports update. And we lean on 100% footy on Channel 9 from last night. Now, Gus Gould, good mate of ours, and his, I dare say you'd call it almost shenanigans around the eventual appointment of Cameron Serraldo as coach. Now, he was put under the microscope, a bit of a grilling last night from Michael Shamus from the Sydney Morning Herald. Take a listen.
From day one, you said that the phone's been running hot with applicants, and then you came on here and you said that there's been no applicants. You said you wanted an experienced coach and then denied when we asked you about Cameron Serraldo. You don't owe it to us as the media, but to the fans and the members, why handle it the way that it has been handled?
You're putting words in my mouth again. You know nothing about the process that we've been through.
Well,
nor do I have, as you said, any obligation to answer that question or answer your question or answer for any of the things that I've said.
A lot of fans will be sitting there today at the Bulldogs very happy with the outcome that you've managed to orchestrate.
That's all that's important.
But was that vital, that secrecy and the way you handled, was that vital to getting the deal done, do you think?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
What about the pressure on Cameron Serraldo, having not coached at NRL level before as a head coach, Gus? It's a big expectation considering the build-up and the demand that he was in.
Yeah, well, he has. He has at different occasions, and he's been very close to the head coach out there, Ivan Cleary, for a number of years. And he's been in and around this a lot closer than probably a lot of assistant coaches get during their tenure. And remember, too, that he's coaching the best club in the league. Been to the last two grand finals, won a premiership, and they're leading this minor premiership by 6 points. Not only doing that, but under his tutelage and the Panthers Academy out there, they've produced probably a dozen of the best representative class players in the competition at the moment. It's been an extraordinary success for that club, of which he has been an integral part. You know, we're starting a long journey at the Bulldogs. It's going to take us a long time to get on the speed. We're off the pace in a lot of areas, and we're down at the bottom of the ladder, and we have been for 5 years. And our aim is that when we finish the journey, that Bulldogs are never in this position again.
Was that aggressive questioning by Michael Shamus?
It was a bit, congratulations, Michael. You asked some questions. James Bracey, I thought he acted as a fireman there. I think he was entitled as host to let it go one more. I think Michael should have, and James sort of doused it a bit. It was getting really steamy there.
Yeah,
Gus was in good form.
Yes.
It's classic Gus. You know, like, seriously. Gus should have been a politician.
Yep. He could have been appointing himself to ministries and...
To be quite honest, and this ain't going to happen, but if ever I found myself having to go to court to defend on some serious charge, I would bypass the silks and I'd say, Gus, could you help us out? Could you go and mount an argument? Because I think it'd be very good on the stand.
The only time I faced the judiciary, Gus represented me.
Is that right?
Yeah, Gus was fantastic.
Oh, was he?
He is a lawyer.
Yeah.
Gus can cover what a lawyer says and do it in dramatic fashion, and he could sell his story.
The point is, he says, well, that's all that matters to Bulldogs fans. Well, I suppose it does in the end.
Yeah.
But we do occupy a lot of space. We knock down a lot of trees to write about all the previous grabs.
Mm.
And Michael was right. At one point, the phone was running hot. A couple of weeks later, there had been no calls. That Gus gave us both those lines. That's undeniable. That is classic Gus. Are you listening, Gus? You said those words. There was nothing being misquoted, Gus. You're a fibber.
Yeah, but no.
You're a fibber.
Yeah, but it was all...
Stand condemned.
That's how it had to happen. That's what had to happen.
It is Friends Day here on 1170 SEN and the SEN Network. And in Vossioki this morning, we will give the full song a whirl in a moment.
Vossie and Brandy here. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget, you can listen live to the show every weekday morning from 6 till 9.
Tune in through 1170 AM in Sydney or anywhere in the world through the SEN app.